Do you think, because this woman had a theory about how women are mid. Mid women go on these apps, and they think because they can get the top 10% of dudes that they somehow now are there at 8 or 9, right? Or I'm at 11.
Uh-huh.
Eh, no. And so, like, they keep searching for that man that's an 8, 9, or 10 to nestle down with. But that guy never wants to nestle down with her, right? He's never going to have a relationship with her, have a commitment with her. So she keeps searching for that. And so she passes up on mid dudes because she's actually mid. She passes up on a mid dude that she's supposed to be with, passes up on him trying to get to this unattainable thing that she's not going to get.
Right.
And that's what these apps have done.
I believe it.
Because it's when a dude that's kind of mid and he starts hooking up with like a 10, I mean, that does something to his confidence, right? He gets a boost of confidence.
Absolutely.
But what do we always say? We always tell that guy that, you know, he's you know, hitting above his pay grade or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's way above, you know, like she's way hotter than you, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But these ladies, you know, and the guy's like, yeah, I know, I'm ugly, but she's hot. I know. I got to work hard. With the ladies, they're like, I must be a 9 or 10 if this dude wants to get with me.
Right.
This is what this lady said. Let me see if I can play this audio for you.
Let's start with women who are 9s and 10s, all right? Women who are objectively beautiful by every measure. These women, though, may be lonely. They don't use dating apps because they don't have to. Let's talk about women who are 8s, women who are definitely beautiful, but not quite the 9 or the 10 level. You might see them on a dating app occasionally. This makes 6s and 7s kind of the queens of the dating app.
Right.
Now let's look at men. When it comes to dating apps, you don't have the 9s and the 10s of men on the dating apps either, unless they are the man whores.
Right. The man whores are like, hey, this is great. Fish in a barrel. Pew, 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 pew. You're a dude that's a man whore that's just looking to slay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess what? What are you like? Oh, look at there. There's a 6. That's cool.
The man whores go to the dating app, and they see the 6s and 7s as the low-hanging fruit. Oh, God, I'm going to lose so many followers. So these 6s and 7s kind of get this idea that they are 9s and 10s because they're hooking up with guys who are 9s and 10s, the man whores. So in the time that they're dating these 9 and 10 guys, they're able to grow their job and feel good about themselves and not have children and just focus on other priorities in their lives, which is fine, ladies. It's fine. However, they get into their 30s and the time's coming to get married and they're like, not really finding any 9s and 10s anymore who want to get married. So they end up marrying a 6 or a 7. Mids marry mids, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, and they're not happy. And because they're used to a certain type of guy.
Right.
The guy that'll never commit to him. The guy that wasn't there for a commitment.
Uh-huh.
The guy that wasn't there for a relationship. The guy that was just to be there to be a man whore. Right?
Right. You know,
and that brings me to Nard. Nard is, he's below mid when it comes to his economic stance in society.
Yep.
You know,
below.
He's probably a 6.
He's poverty. No, I went through his bank the other day. He's poverty.
All right, but I'm saying, like, looks-wise, probably
a 6.
Oh,
I got
six.
You. Okay, I
probably
got you.
Probably a 6.
Yeah. I'm a 7.
No, you're not.
You're
just
not a 7.
You're not in shape.
I was just a 10 this week with that stalker girl.
I don't care.
She was on me like I was a 10. So I know for sure I'm a 7.
Well, no, it's again, I don't even want to get into that one.
Yeah, because I'm a 10.
Just
because
you
I'm
had a girl
7.
That was
okay,
on your
was
ass.
Okay, was she a 10?
No.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah,
then
how do you put
you,
yourself in a 10 then?
Because he's an idiot.
Because of how that person treats you, that's how
so
you are.
So what?
Why?
No.
If that person's not a 10,
you
can't
have
a
little bit of, you know, notoriety because you're on our show. That's it. All right, so then I'll bump you up to a 6.5 just for that.
A 6.5?
Just for that.
That's ridiculous.
You don't have abs. You don't have arms. You're not muscular.
You don't have to be.
Yes, you do. If you want to be, if you want to be a 7, dude, you got to have some muscles.
You don't have to have
you're
muscles.
You're a 6.5, sir. 6.5.
Yeah.
But Nard's like, I'm not settling unless I get a 10.
Yeah.
He's going to be lonely forever. Plus, he's like, you know, 50 plus years old.
What?
Yeah.
What? No.
Old Grandpa man. Nard. Old man Nard
no,
is what we call
I'm
you.
Not
old
an old man.
Nathan.
I got pep in my step. What are you talking? Why are you giving
old
me that
man
look?
Nathan?
No, mm-hmm. Nope. I got pep in my step.
No, you don't.
Yes,
there's guys your age
that are retiring.
You got poop in your step and poop in your pants, Grandpa.
Tons of guys your age that have already retired.
Nobody my age is retiring.
Oh, yeah, they have.
No, they're not.
If they invested just decent.
No way.
I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying a lot of guys.